together. Welcome to the program. I'm Gary Zimak. Great to be back with you here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm excited today because we're going to be looking at the Mass readings from the first Sunday of Advent. Yes, believe it or not, this Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent. What do we need to do? Now, many of us are already seeing a lot of influence from the world. We're starting to get a little freaked out by all of the Christmas anticipation that's coming up. It's not a bad thing, but here's what we want to make sure we do. We want to take advantage of Advent, right? We don't want to just get so focused on getting prepared for Christmas that we lose sight of the main purpose of Advent, which is what? Which is to prepare for the coming of Christ more deeply into our own lives. That's what we want to do. We want to welcome Jesus more fully into our lives. Advent is a time of waiting. It's a time of anticipation. It's a time also to get busy. And you're going to see the readings today will remind us of the importance of getting ready, of being awake, of realizing that this Advent may be the last Advent we ever have. We have no idea. It could be our very last Advent. So, and you know, as I always tell you, I'm not trying to upset you. I'm not trying to freak you out or anything. But what I'm trying to do is help you to get that sense of urgency. I think we all need that. We can easily fall asleep and lose sight of the fact that the Lord expects us to do something with our lives. He expects us to follow Him more closely. And then following Him more closely, it only follows that we can go out and bring Him to the people around us. They need to know Jesus. People need to know about Jesus. And we're the ones who are going to do that. It's very common. It's a common problem to blame everybody else, to blame the priests, the bishops, the deacons, the religious sisters, everybody except us. We're the ones who have to take that responsibility. So let's make this our best Advent ever. I think that's entirely possible. You know, every Advent, we should go into it feeling that this will be our best Advent ever. And if we do that each year, we get a little bit better. Each Advent becomes even better than the previous one. And you know, some of this depends, most of this, I should say, depends on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's going to be do the bulk of the work. But you and me, what we need to do is get started and do what we can. We've got to give the Holy Spirit a chance to work. So let's do that together. I'm going to keep doing these programs, God willing, every Friday. And in addition to this, on my morning show on Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia, I'll be doing a mini Advent retreat. And that will be similar to what we've done here on Blog Talk Radio in years past. Now that I have the morning show to do, I thought it's best to do it on that program. So why don't you tune in? You can follow us online at holyspiritradio.org. You can listen to the program live as it airs at 7 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Or you can listen to the podcasts by going to spiritinthemorning.com. That's spiritinthemorning.com. All of the shows are archived. And you can listen to the podcast. You can also listen to the program on TuneIn Radio. So that's going to give you a chance to have a daily Advent retreat similar to what I've done in the past. I'm going to use the same book of meditations and hit you with a couple of Advent meditations each day in addition to the typical music that I play on that program. And just to reiterate, I can't do music on this show because I don't have the licensing. So that's why I like to do it on Holy Spirit Radio. Music is important to me. We're going to mix music into the program. So I hope you'll join me for that. But in the meantime, let's take advantage of these Fridays to go deeper into the Sunday Mass readings and really let the Lord speak to us. So that's what we'll do today. We will look at the Mass readings for the first Sunday of Advent. Before we begin with the prayer, I want to remind you. First, I want to thank you and remind you, number one, for your donations. Your donations are really, they're still needed. I know I'm only on the air once a week now on Blog Talk Radio, but the donations are very much needed, and I appreciate your constant support so that I can go out and spread the good news on a full-time basis. Full-time ministry, it's challenging, and you are the reason that I am still able to survive today. I also would ask you to, for all of your Amazon.com purchases, to please continue to go to followingthetruth.com and click on the Amazon link from there. Nothing changes for you. You get the same prices. Everything remains the same. But what happens is each purchase that you make results in a bit of a commission for me. So by doing that, you help to sustain my ministry. And also, I can't see anything you purchase, so don't worry. It's not an invasion of your privacy. I can understand why that can be a little concerning. You might not want to share all that with me. That's fine. I don't get to see that. What I get to see is, though, is the profit. It's just the total purchase. I don't even get to see who purchases the things, but I just know how much I make on it, and it does help me. It really does. The other thing is Mystic Monk Coffee, also available at followingthetruth.com. They have their Christmas flavors out, including the Christmas blend for 2016, Jingle Bell Java, one of my favorites. They also have Jingle Bell Java hot chocolate this year, and they also have chocolate-covered espresso beans and chocolate-covered caramels. They have candy cane flavored coffee. They've got their traditional coffees. They also have, let's see what else they have. They still have, no, I guess they don't. They're probably out of the Thanksgiving blend now. But they've got the monk shots, the individual, similar to the K-cups. They have a selection of teas. They have mugs. They have lots of good stuff. They have gift packages. So every purchase that you make from Mystic Monk Coffee through my website, followingthetruth.com, helps me as well. So if you're able to do that, I am very grateful for your past support. I'm going to ask you to continue to do it so that I can continue to proclaim the good news to a world that, quite frankly, really needs to hear the message of Jesus. There's no doubt about that. And I want to continue to do what I can to make his message known to as many people as possible. So you can do that by going to followingthetruth.com. You could find the images, Mystic Monk and Amazon images, on every page of the website right in the right-hand sidebar. But also, if you want to make a donation, you can go to the Donate tab and then do it from there securely through PayPal. So I thank you for that. And now let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. We're so grateful for your many blessings in our life. Thank you, Father, for loving us so much that you sent your Son to become one of us, to live, to suffer, to die, and to rise from the dead so that the gates of heaven could be open for each of us. Father, help us to get the most out of Advent this year. Help us to really be able to encounter your Son Jesus in the fullest way possible. Send your Holy Spirit to assist us so that we may be open always to your message. Father, I ask you to help all of us today, especially those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who are dealing with addiction, those dealing with religious persecution or weather-related problems. Father, I ask you to use me today. Please speak through me on this program so that all of my words can reflect your message. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us. Father, we ask that you accept all of our own personal needs and intentions, whatever they may be, and grant them according to your love and your constant, perfect will in our lives. We know that you know what's best for us even better than we know, so we ask you in advance to help us with all of our intentions, and please let them turn out according to your will. Father, we lift up our priests, our deacons, our religious. We ask you to increase vocations in the world. We ask you to help all those who have strayed and maybe who have lost touch with you. Please bring them back and let us know whatever we can do to help them. We pray for an end to abortion in the world. We pray for all of our government officials that they may always seek to do your will first. We ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, my name is Gary Zimak. Thanks for tuning in to the program. We do this show on Blog Talk Radio every Friday. We take a look at the Mass readings for the upcoming Sunday. This week, it's a special week. It is the first Sunday of Advent, so we're really headed into a new church year, a new liturgical year is the more appropriate term. And it reminds us that God never changes. Each year, we can count on Advent beginning again. And we know that he's there for us always, in the midst of all the struggles that we are facing, in the midst of all the difficulties that we are experiencing in our own lives. we know that the Lord will always be there, and we thank Him for that. It's great to know that some things never change. There's something constant, and that's the Lord's love that will never change for any of us. And He will never love you any more than He does now. Isn't that a good thing to think about? There's nothing you can do to earn that love. There's nothing you can do to change God's love for you. He'll always love you unconditionally in a way that is hard for us to comprehend, because our love, even though we'd like to say it is unconditional, there are always some conditions when we love someone, right? But it's not the way it is with the Lord. With the Lord, it's totally different. With the Lord, the love is completely unconditional, and that will not change. So praise God for that. That's a wonderful thing. So I do this show every Friday now, and I still won't rule out doing it more, because I like this show. I get to really dig into the scriptures a little bit more. On the morning show, I do the gospel, but this gives me the opportunity to really dig into the scriptures even more. And I thank you for listening. I would ask you to let your friends know about the program if they want to help. I think it would help them to prepare for Sunday Mass. You can also follow me on the internet at followingthetruth.com. That's my website. Or send along any questions you may have to Gary@followingthetruth.com. I would love to hear from you. I would also love to speak at your parish. If you're interested in bringing me in to speak, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. For more information about how to make that a reality. Okay, does that sound good? Let's do the readings now. And for this first Sunday of Advent, the readings are dedicated to getting us busy, to waking us up a little bit. And what we have is we have four Sundays of Advent, followed by Christmas, which happens to be on a Sunday this year. Each Sunday has a little bit of a different theme. The first Sunday is just like a wake-up call. All right, time to wake up. The Lord's coming. Let's get busy. It's sort of like that phone call you get, or the email or the text from somebody in your family or a friend who says, all right, I'm headed over soon. And you run around, you get the house prepared, and you get your house in order. That's what this first Sunday of Advent is. It's the wake-up call. Time to wake up. Time to get busy, because the Lord is coming. Let's make sure we're ready to welcome Him, right? The first reading from the first Sunday of Advent is from Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. This is what Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest mountain and raised above the hills. All nations shall stream toward it. Many peoples shall come and say, come, let us climb the Lord's mountain, to the house of the God of Jacob, that He may instruct us in His ways, and we may walk in His paths. For from Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and impose terms on many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. One nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. This is what we see. We're going to hear a lot from Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, throughout the Advent season. And one of the things that Isaiah was known for is foretelling the coming of the Messiah. The Israelites were waiting for the coming of the Messiah. The problem is, for so many of them, they didn't expect Him to come in the form of a little baby. They expected an earthly king who would free them from the oppression that they were facing from the Romans. So, as is the case oftentimes, we see this in our own lives as well, God doesn't operate in the way that we expect. And if we're not ready, or if we're not open to welcoming Him, and looking for his presence in our lives in any way, in often different ways than we would expect, if we're not open to that, what often happens is we can miss Him, or we don't see Him working in our lives. That's what happened with many of the people who were not open to the Lord, who really didn't pay attention to the scriptures. They had their own picture of what the Messiah would be like when he came. And unfortunately, Jesus did not fit the mold. He didn't fit the mold of what they expected. As a result, what happened? They missed him. And so many people missed out on really accepting Jesus into their lives. Please make sure that you don't do that. Always be open to experiencing the Lord in your life based on the real picture of Jesus. And we get the real picture of Jesus by getting to know him through the scriptures, through the teachings of his church, through prayer, through being in his presence, through receiving him in the Eucharist, through receiving the sacrament of confession. You do all these things, you start to really get to know Jesus. And as a result, you get to hear when he's speaking to you. You get to recognize him working in your life. You know what I mean? Rather than create your own version of Jesus, who quite often doesn't resemble the real Jesus. So let's make sure that we do that. And as Isaiah mentions here, let's look forward to the day when we will live with him in heaven. But right now, we've got a job to do. We've got to get to know him here in this life if we ever expect to make it to heaven. Psalm 122 is the responsorial psalm. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. I rejoiced because they said to me, we will go up to the house of the Lord. And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem built as a city with compact unity. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, according to the decree for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. In it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. May peace be within your walls, prosperity in your buildings. Because of my brothers and friends, I will say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will pray for your good. Let us go rejoicing. This response, let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Are you ready to welcome the Lord more deeply into your life? Do you want him? And even if you don't know how to do it, even if you're not feeling anything, do you wish that you could get to know him better? Do you wish that this Advent could be your best Advent ever? That really is how it all starts. That's how it starts, by wishing, by desiring to get to know him better, and to ask for the grace that you need to be able to get to know him better. And as long as you have that, as long as you, again, even if you don't know how to do it, as long as you have that desire and you ask for the grace, he'll help you. And I think many of us wish that we knew Jesus better than we do. Well, let's make that goal, that the goal of our Advent season this year, that we can get to know Jesus better than we do now. And we'll go into it day by day. And again, I invite you to join me on the morning show, Spirit in the Morning, every day, so that we can do these little steps, take little steps every day to try to get to know Jesus Christ better, so that when Christmas Day rolls around, you'll know him better than you do now. Don't be too hung up over how much better you'll get to know him. I think we do that a lot of times. We have to let the Holy Spirit do his job. The Holy Spirit will bring us along gradually. Our job is to try our best each day to do something to grow closer to Jesus, to hang out with him, to listen to him speak through sacred scripture and his church, to spend time with him in prayer. And as a result, what will happen is we will get to know him better. This second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. Brothers and sisters, you know the time. It is the hour now for you to awake from sleep. For our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is advanced. The day is at hand. Let us then throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves properly, as in the day, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in promiscuity and lust, not in rivalry and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the desires of the flesh. Here it is from the mouth of St. Paul, or from the pen of St. Paul, I should say, in his letter to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, You know the time. It is the hour now for you to awaken from sleep. What a perfect reading for the first Sunday of Advent. Attention, you. Jesus is coming. Now is the time. The church sets aside this time for us to prepare to welcome Jesus more deeply into our lives. And it's a good thing that the church does this, because otherwise, you know how it is, if we had this desire to get closer to Jesus, you want to get to know him better, you want him to work more fully in your life, right? We're going to be always busy. And we have this tendency to put it off. Yeah, one of these days, I've got to start going to Mass more. I've got to learn about the rosary. I've got to pray more. I've got to read the Bible more. One of these days. Well, if we keep doing that, that day will never come. But the church gives us this Advent season, which starts at a specific point in time, and it ends at a specific point in time. So during that time, we've got the chance for that day that we keep putting off to actually be here. And this Sunday, we kick off that period in time that we've always wanted to take advantage of, that period in time, that period of time, I should say, when we want to get closer to Jesus. It begins Sunday. So take advantage of it. Again, none of us know if we'll get another Advent. I have no idea if I'll be here next Advent. I don't even know if I'll make it through this Advent. I have no idea. So if I'm concerned about living with the Lord in heaven, if I'm concerned that I'm not good enough to get there and there's things I need to change, well, now's the time to change. That's what this reading is saying. It's time to wake up from sleep, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. That is a true statement. You are closer to dying today than you were yesterday. And when you die, you'll be judged. And then the determination will be made, do you live in heaven, do you live in hell? I mean, that's a fact. It's something that many times we don't want to hear, but it's a true statement. You're closer today than you were yesterday. You're one day closer to the potential of living with God in heaven today. One day closer today than you were yesterday. And that's not a bad thing. But unfortunately, we've never been to heaven. We've never seen it. So it can be a scary concept for us. But the closer you get to the Lord, the more that you will want to live with him one day. And it becomes less scary. So let's take advantage of this Advent season to throw off the works of darkness, as St. Paul states, and put on the armor of light. You stick with Jesus, you will walk in the light, because he is the light of the world. And that's what we want to do during this Advent season. The gospel is from Matthew 24, verses 37 through 44. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving up in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you must also be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." And when you think about it, it makes perfect sense that we don't know the hour and the day of our death or the second coming of the Lord. Because if we did, what would we do? Would put off, I mean, this is human nature, would put off changing our lives, reforming our lives, doing, you know, moving away from sin, moving closer to the Lord. We'd put it off until that day, because we'd be too lazy to do it beforehand. But by not knowing, the Lord helps us to stay motivated. And that's really the secret of Advent. We want to stay motivated. We want to get motivated if we're not motivated. And I was thinking about this earlier today. If you are not motivated to become better, If you're not excited about doing anything during Advent, because it is a hard time of year, it's a hard time of year because we all have a lot of things going on, right? So if you're not feeling that motivation, what can you do? You can ask the Lord to help motivate you. You can ask Him to help you. If you don't care, you can ask Him to help you care. Don't rule that out. So many times, we try to do it all by ourselves. And we forget that the Lord wants to help us. He can help us to care more if we don't care. So as you go into Advent and you think like, all right, I'm not even excited. I don't really want to work hard at growing closer to the Lord this Advent season. Ask Him for the grace to be able to care more. Let Him do His thing. He likes to help us. He doesn't want us to do it all by ourselves. He's going to do the heavy lifting. So ask Him. And today, it's the reminder. This gospel is a challenging one. I mean, these gospels toward the end of the church year have all been challenging. The reminder is this. We don't know when that day is going to come. So I better be ready every day. Don't put it off anymore. Don't put it off. Make that decision this year. I've got the Advent season to use to become closer to Christ. This is going to be my best Advent ever. Make that decision. And again, if you're struggling with it, if you hear my words and you think, well, I wish I could say that, but I don't really feel it, Lord, please help me care. Please help me desire for this to be my best Advent ever. Sometimes I feel like I'm going through the motions. I won't kid you about that. There are times that I just get lazy. Sometimes it's due to the fact that I'm tired. Sometimes I just have so many distractions. So ask the Lord to help you. Ask Him to help you. To help you to care enough that you really want to make this your best Advent ever. Now, if you have questions, I have a few minutes left before I sign off. If you have questions, let me know, Gary at followingthetruth.com. I would be happy to hear from you. I'll answer you if I can. I would ask you to, again, consider listening to the morning show, Spirit in the Morning. You can find out more at spiritinthemorning.com. You can listen to all the podcasts there. You can listen live at holyspiritradio.org. And all the information that you need will be at my website, followingthetruth.com. Or you can send me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com to find out more about how you can listen to the morning show. We are going to do the very mini, this is not overly complicated, Advent retreat. I'm going to be playing some Christmas music throughout the next several weeks. Going to be doing our gospel each day. And plus, I'll have a little meditation that I'd like to be sharing with you as we go forward. We'll have some really neat features on the program as well. So I really would hope you'd be able to listen to that. If you have questions, Gary at followingthetruth.com is my email address. In the meantime, get ready. It all kicks off on Sunday. Sunday is the beginning of Advent. So get ready for that. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be your chance to really grow closer to the Lord. The church has some special readings picked out for us each day. The Gospels change during Advent each day. They're special, as do the first readings. It's the same thing as what happens during Lent. We get special readings to guide us down a certain path. So the church is really good at helping us out during the Advent season. But I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Chill out this weekend. Just don't forget to go to Mass for the first Sunday of Advent. And again, if you have questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com. Let me know what I can do for you. And I thank you for all that you've done to support me, your prayers, your financial support, your purchases from Amazon.com through my website, as well as Mystic Monk Coffee. You're awesome, and I'm very grateful to have you in my life. And let me know if there's anything that I could ever do to help you. Enjoy your weekend. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next time.